Back in 2007, Hartford Public Schools began an ambitious plan to give students more access to quality schools by placing them in either an interdistrict magnet school or through the Open Choice program, sending them to a good school in a nearby town. Spots are limited and there is a waiting list.
Where's my seat? Where's my seat? Where's my seat?
That waiting list has ballooned to over 4,700 students, and Thursday's rally on the steps of the State Board of Education was a chance for parents and students to vent their frustration over the lack of available seats in high-performing schools. Deborah St. Germain is a Hartford Public School teacher. She says the process is so convoluted, she's not sure where her grandchild will be going to kindergarten next year.
We didn't know that if you don't get into a magnet school lottery, now you have to register for a neighborhood school lottery. You also don't get into your neighborhood school. So we just had to do that process yesterday, and we've been told there's no schools in our neighborhood that will be accepting her either. We have no idea where she's going to school.
I'm a Hartford parent. I have a daughter who's currently on a wait list.
That's Hartford resident Naisha McCauley.
What do I do when I don't have any more options or opportunities? Every school should be a high-performing school. Hartford kids deserve no less than that.
Immediately following the rally, organizers delivered a packet of letters from concerned parents to State Education Commissioner Stephen Pryor, calling for, quote, positive and affirmative action to expand the choices for Hartford kids. Ray Hartman, WNPR News.